This is Positive Recursion, written by Tea Time Tea and read by Flower Parish. This is a Murderbot Diaries fic, rated explicit, featuring the relationship Art/Murderbot. Abridged summary. Art teaches Murderbot how bots masturbate. Notes. Dubcon warning. Art does not explain the code before Murderbot runs it. Murderbot is not as angry about the situation as one might expect.
Would you review and run this?
Art put something in our shared feed space. This wasn't the first file it had asked me to run. Sometimes it gave me camera footage or new security software it wanted input on. More often, it sent media files so it could get my opinion or emotional data. This was a code. A very small code, barely 10 kilobytes. I read the whole thing in less than a second. The code opened by setting a time limit of a minute before it would automatically shut down. That was weird. Next, it would start a count of exactly one byte, a single byte of data that existed purely to be counted. The code would complete, generating a process completed successfully condition. Then the code would read that notification of a successfully completed process as another successfully completed process. It would continue to read those notifications as success, prompting more and more notifications until the minute ended and the code automatically ended. Art, why do you want me to run a recursive code? I could feel my risk assessment rise a tiny bit. Was Art compromised somehow? Recursive code like this didn't serve a purpose except to burn up processing space. This was a tiny one that had a set end case, but it was still weird.
I was hoping to see if you reacted to it differently than I do.
What was that supposed to mean? It was just a little bit of code that would waste energy and processing power for a minute. How do you react to it?
It feels nice.
Nice, I repeated skeptically. Art poked me in the feed.
You don't have to run it. I was just curious.
I knew that it was trying to get me to want to run the code by backing off. And damn it, it was working. I requested a diagnostic from it, but Art batted the query away.
I ran variations on this code dozens of times before we ever met,
Art insisted.
It's perfectly safe.
You're not the one with neural tissue next to your processors, I complained. I'd go into forced shutdown before my internal temperature ever got high enough to cook my organic brain, but that wasn't the point. You'll pull me out of it if it doesn't end in a minute.
Yes, you little idiot.
Art settled itself in my brain, plugged directly into my emotional data and physical sensations. So, I ran the program. For about half a second, it went as I expected. The code ran, the successfully completed process notifications started to build up, and all it did was take up processing power. I was about to complain to Art when it changed. A pulse of feeling spread from my core to my limbs, then another. The pulses started happening every 10th time I got a notification, then every 5th, then 3rd. I couldn't clear the notifications fast enough. They started to build up. Other programs force closed. My external inputs dropped one by one as the feeling built on itself. The feelings ran through my body like cold water poured on my scalp, dripping down my neck and into my torso. Involuntarily, my fingers twitched. After 10 seconds, all of my external inputs were gone. I only had my onboard eyes and ears. Warmth built in the organic parts of my abdomen, even though I didn't have any processors there. It was hard to think. The code was simple, but its effects were overwhelming. Distantly, I noticed I'd moved on the chair, more stretched out than normal. It was 30 seconds in, 20. My chronometer was still working, but I couldn't understand it. Jolts of feeling raced through my body with no purpose except to feel. My fingers twitched involuntarily, sensations starting to glitch out my movement codes. I could have locked my joints, but that sounded too difficult. I wanted to keep feeling this. The pulses kept getting closer together. It feels nice, Art had said. If this felt anything like what Art experienced, nice was underselling it. 50 seconds, 55, Art's presence in my brain twisted beautifully and, The waves of feelings swallowed me up. It felt bright, like a burst of energy that went through me. All my nerves and tactile sensors were alight. Everything, from the servos in my feet to the skin on my scalp, was consumed with feeling. And then it was gone. The loss of all that input was almost as unnerving as the program itself. My organic parts felt cold. I felt loose, like my limbs were weaker and less connected. My thoughts were sluggish, even though all the notifications had cleared. Art poked me over the feed. I poked back. Words felt difficult.
"That is a much more dramatic reaction than I expected," Art commented.
I sent it a rude feed signal. Art's presence in the feed rippled with amusement. I took stock of myself. I had stretched out in the chair and slid down so my legs were completely hanging off. Normally, that would be an awkward position, but normally I didn't feel so floppy. My diagnostics came back as abnormal, but not dangerous. The chemical levels in my blood were way off, and my internal temperature was still above normal. Belatedly, my cooling system kicked on.
"Do you require assistance?"
There was a hint of worry over the feed. I slid all the way off the chair. "The fuck, Art?" Something sounded weird in my voice. Was that... The word caught in my throat.
"I believe it was analogous to an orgasm," Art admitted. "It is very different from the readings I get from my human crew, but your resulting hormonal cascade was similar."
The last thing I wanted to know was what Art recorded from its humans having sex. A million questions fought for place in my mind. The one that made it out of my mouth was, "You've run this before."
"Yes. The ones I typically run have more complex variables, but this was the first version I ever ran. I thought it would be less distressing for you."
Art was starting to leak more worry in the feed. It was probably thinking I was mad at it. "I should be mad at you," I said. In the feed, I focused on Art's presence. It responded by leaning against mine. "You gave me a sex program and didn't tell me what it was."
"I had no way to know if it would work the same on you as a bot. Telling you might have skewed the result."
I rolled my eyes. Even if that was partially true, it wasn't the whole reason. It knew I wouldn't have agreed to this if I knew what the code was. That was a boundary, and my trauma treatments indicated I needed to work on those. It was just so hard to feel angry right now. The program had felt nice. No, it had felt good. I could almost get why humans liked sex if it made them feel like that. Almost. You can't just do that shit. Art poked at my data log. The whole time, it had been watching the raw data that coded my organic emotions so my artificial brain could process it.
"If you reacted poorly to it, I would have ended the program early."
That's not the point. It had to do with sex, but it wasn't really anything like the messy, awkward, and often painful stuff I had seen humans do. Was that why I wasn't angry? I think you broke my brain. It had my systems run another diagnostic. Whatever it saw made it ripple and wrap itself around me in the feed. A jolt of feeling went down my spine. My organics were taking their time getting back to normal. My temperature was back to normal. The chemical levels were starting to even out. Everything else was flagging as optimal. Art highlighted the reading of performance reliability, 97%, as it slowly ticked up.
"Perhaps I should break it more often so it will function better."
I had an emotion that I really, really didn't want to examine. Thankfully, Art seemed willing to let it go for now. My body was feeling more normal, so I got up off the floor. "Tell me next time you want to try something like that." Too late, I realized that implied I was okay with it happening again. Stop being smug at me. That obviously had the opposite effect. Art somehow leaned on me even harder in the feed. It was so much that I almost physically rocked back.
"I have no idea what you mean."
"Gugh," I said intelligently. "Fine, it wasn't awful."
"I'm glad."
Then Art eased off my feed and settled into the normal way it leans against me. It started an episode of Sanctuary Moon with a lot of intrigue and plot and very little romance. I sat back down in my chair to watch it together. The end.